Once again this week, we've seen civil unrest, rioting, if you will. It's not peaceful protesting. It's rioting in the streets of Philadelphia. Stores being looted and burned. More than 30 police officers injured. One a 56-year-old sergeant. She was run over by a pickup truck. Broken leg, numerous injuries. Thankfully, not fatal. You get run over by a pickup truck. I saw the video. It was horrifying. And that's why when you go to law enforcement these days, every single law enforcement union in America has endorsed Donald Trump for re-election because of his law and order stance. My next guest, Bill Johnson, the attorney and former federal prosecutor, co-host of Justice Facts, a podcast. Bill, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Let me ask you this. We're hearing reports of some places, military, the National Guard, for example, and various police departments getting ready for unrest after the elections. If Donald Trump is reelected, do you expect parts of this country to go, well, frankly, bananas?
Well, we all hope not. I think whichever way the election goes, there's going to be a lot of people unhappy, and that happens, you know, every time. But obviously, we're more polarized than ever, and my hope would be that people realize there's a way to deal with it that's not violent. But I think law enforcement is certainly anticipating some problems.
I mean, I wouldn't anticipate problems if Joe Biden is elected, because I don't think you're going to see Republicans and conservatives run into the streets with Molotov cocktails. The problem doesn't exist, despite the best efforts to tell people otherwise, and despite plots like the 12 or 14 idiots that were going to try to kidnap Michigan's governor on an island and escape somehow in a motorboat, or those that wanted to kidnap Mike DeWine in Ohio. I mean, it's nonsensical, wouldn't you say? I mean, the real concern is for Antifa, for anarchists, for the violent elements of Black Lives Matter. That's where we see the concern, I would guess. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think what we've seen so far is that a lot of people are using political or other causes to as an excuse or as an opportunity. Like, it looked to me like in Philadelphia, the looting was just taking advantage of the fact that police were really busy with what was otherwise a riot. So yeah, I think you have a lot of people that are just essentially criminals that take advantage of unrest and the schedule of the police to do otherwise, to just do their crimes.
So basically, you're suggesting that because the police are busy, criminal opportunists then break into the stores, the jewelry store, the electronics store, Walmart, whatever it might be. Five Below, I saw one of them. Like, if you're going to go to a store and loot it,
right?
Maybe go to a store that has stuff that's worth more than $5. I mean, if you're going to commit a crime, make it worth the while. It's silly to me. I don't understand how this has anything at all to do with social justice or the death of a suspect with police, a suspect that was armed, by the way. What do you think the general sentiment is of law enforcement around this country, Bill? Bill Johnston here, attorney, former federal prosecutor, and the co-host of Justice Facts. What do you think the general attitude is among law enforcement around this country when it comes to voting? Do you think they will? I mean, you're talking about 1 million uniformed police officers in America, more than 1 million civilians that also support those police departments. And I'm not talking federal. I'm talking local, state, county, that sort of thing. Do you think they're going to turn out for President Trump in the election on November 3rd? And can it make a difference?
Oh, I would think so. I mean, they want to feel supported. And as everyone has said, it's such a tired phrase. You know, you have a few police officers that are either poorly trained or have other problems that mess up. But the vast majority of state, local, and federal law enforcement are good people that want to serve. And, yeah, they want to be supported. They want to feel like their job, which is already hard enough, is at least appreciated enough to get, you know, a reasonable salary, reasonable benefits, and so forth. So yeah, it's tough, and I think they want to feel like they've got someone that has their back.
Yeah, I don't think that most Americans are in support of defunding police departments either. By the way, I see in Portland they've decided to put on hold an $18 million cut to the police department. Remarkable, isn't it, how they make all of these promises to cut police protection, and then, well, when it gets down to it, maybe we shouldn't do that. In Minneapolis, they've seen crime and violent crime go through the roof, same in New York City, around this country. So when it comes to law enforcement, people want more of it, not less of it. Isn't that your impression?
I think so. They want, what people want is good, effective, responsive law enforcement.
Sure.
And you mentioned the other situations. Interestingly, in Austin, Texas, where there's an effort to, however you want to term it, defund or reduce law enforcement budgets, the governor of Texas has said that they want to explore legislation that would not federalize, of course, but create state jurisdiction where the Austin Police Department had jurisdiction, and also to perhaps not allow them to annex any more land if they tried to defund the police. So there are efforts pushing back significantly. I think it's just taking a little time for the creative legislation.
Well, I think you're right, and I think that that's one of the factors that is flying below the radar this election year, the law enforcement and law and order concerns of people in the suburbs and elsewhere. Bill, we have to leave it there. Bill Johnson, attorney, former federal prosecutor, co-host of the Justice Facts podcast. Thank you for being here.
Oh, you're welcome.
Greatly appreciate it. Still coming up on the program, Adam Malone will be here. He is the founder of Patriot Foods, and still coming up, Eric Trump, John James. Tomorrow here on the program, oh, and Ken Cuccinelli, I forgot to mention that. Tomorrow on the program, Devin Nunes will be here, and a surprise. Special surprise we're working on for you here tomorrow on the program. So keep that in mind. Write it down. Never miss an episode. You miss a lot if you do. It's Thursday, the 29th of October. Quick break. We'll be right back.